right now, I have in the studio Jennifer from the Jerome Youth Ranch. But Jennifer, I know that there are a whole bunch of places. First off, we're talking about the retail side of things. And so you guys have quite a few thrift stores out there, right?
Yes, we do. We have 24 Idaho Youth Ranch thrift stores across the state that employ over 300 people.
All right. So, and when you employ those people, you're helping people, but then the money that comes in, let's talk about where that goes.
So I'll talk a little bit about our program. The Idaho Youth Ranch has been serving vulnerable kids since 1953. Our thrift stores came around in the 1980s as a way of helping fund our mission and provide more access to vulnerable kids. Since that time, we've been adding more program elements to our thrift stores.
Okay, so now the program that you have, they at one time, I looked it up here, and it'd been there for about 60 years, and then you moved from Rupert, and you went to three different locations, Eastern Idaho. Tell me where you now serve for the youth.
So,
you've got Eastern Idaho, Northern Idaho, and Boise, right?
In Boise, correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so how do people get involved? If I know that, you know, if they want to donate, obviously, you're looking, first off, for usable things. Please don't bring us your junk, right?
Correct.
Because you're not a junkyard.
Correct.
But if it's something that you think could sell and you'd like to donate it, get a good receipt for your taxes and all that. But then that money that generates goes to these programs. How do people get involved with the Idaho Youth Ranch if there's a child that they feel might benefit from the services?
So we provide in and outpatient services for our kids, including equine therapy.
Mm-hmm.
Right now we offer trauma-focused programs, including telemental health for kids here in Jerome County, which is a telephone therapy session, like a Zoom meeting.
Okay. So counseling for the youth, also some hands-on therapy kind of things that you do. I got to ask this. What's the weirdest thing that ever showed up at your shop?
I cannot say that on the air.
I don't know. See, I have weird thoughts as I'm talking to you. I'm thinking, what in the world would have come through the front door? Okay, tell me something that you can tell me that was kind of weird. I can tell. I put her on the spot.
Yeah, we get so much different stuff.
What are you looking for? What kind of stuff are you looking for?
So what we're looking for is we accept clothing, furniture, home decor.
Okay.
Beds, and this stuff has to be in good shape, which means no rips, stains, pet urine, bad odor, smells.
Right.
Like, you know, you elaborated on, we aren't a dump, so it will be sent away with the customers.
Yeah, yeah. And please don't leave it at our back door and just let clutter up and blow all over the place either.
Yes, because that takes time in the morning for us to clean up.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's just some common sense there. But,
right.
You know, that's the kind of stuff that, but you donate and then, like I said, you send it to the program. Of course, you're also hiring people that work at the store. So that's one way that you're serving some folks that are in need of a job. But other than that, it sounds like a good program. How do they get involved? Is there a phone number particular? If they call you at the store or stop by, you can get them hooked into the youth ranch. Is that how it works?
Yeah, absolutely. If you call the Jerome store, our phone number is on the website, and I will direct you to someone who can answer your questions.
Great. Okay. All right. Well, Jennifer, it is a pleasure talking with you. You are this week's Jerome Chamber of Commerce Business of the Week. So I know you've got a big old sign in your front window. And
yes, that's exciting, yes.
Is there anything else you want to say? I know you've got a big, long list of things there. Go ahead, tell me.
I just want to tell everyone about our donation hours. Right now, we are open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 5, with Wednesdays being closed as of right now. So we do ask that you don't come on Wednesdays. And Sundays, we are open from 12 to 4.
So Wednesday is the day that you take a break. Okay.
Yes.
All right. So, and that's in Jerome, but you also have other places. And I know Twin closed, but you said if there's anybody listening out there, if they have a building, you'd be interested in hearing about it, right?
Right. Yeah. We've been looking for a bigger building to open a Twin store back up. The last one was too small. So
yeah.
If anybody has any ideas.
Well, now it's really small. They tore it down.
Yeah. There's nothing there.
There's nothing there. So anyway, stop by and talk to Jennifer. She'll help you out there. The Youth Ranch, and you are located in Jerome. What is it, about 200, 300 East Main? What is that?
233 East Main.
All right. Jennifer, thanks so much for coming by. All right, appreciate it.
Like what you just heard.